to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. Today's Modern Worship. We are thankful that you have tuned in today and pray that you got the day off. If you didn't get the day off, I hope you have a little bit of flexibility there so that you can listen to the program. I used to work retail and holidays. We always looked forward to holidays, but it wasn't because it was time off. It was because people actually went out and did more shopping on those days than other days. And so there would be big sales and things like that. And whatever your day holds today, I pray that you realize that it's Jesus that holds your day. And he holds you, and he holds you together. And we do say Happy Memorial Day to you and celebrate all those who have gone before us and helped set the stage for what God wants to do in our life. The Bible says that Jesus came in the fullness of time. And, you know, if that's what he did for Jesus, that's what he has done for us. He chooses the times that we live, the places that we live, the boundaries of the places that we live. He chooses all of that. And that's all for divine strategic precision. And so you're not a cosmic accident. But neither were those people that have gone before us. David said, I'm not dying until I have completed my God-given assignment here on this earth. Worded differently than that, but that is the point. Until he had fulfilled all his purpose. And so I pray that you have that in mind as well. So we want to thank you for making the Refresh Radio program part of your day. Today we want to say thank you to the folks of Creative AC Solutions. If you are thankful for air conditioning, I want you to just say, thank you, God. For giving someone the insight to create air conditioning. And then I want you to say, thank you, God, that you gave someone the desire to learn how to repair air conditioning. And God, I want to thank you that you have provided Creative AC Solutions here in Brevard County so that the central part of Brevard County can have someone come and repair their air conditioning, even if it is hot out there, they can come and they can get us taken care of and restored back to the temperature that we need it to. So if your AC is being rebellious right now, if it is throwing a temper tantrum and saying, I'm hot and I don't want to work anymore, give the folks at Creative AC Solutions a call, 321-759-3284. 321-759-3284. They specialize in correcting rebellious AC units and bringing their behavior back in line with what it's supposed to be. I do not believe I have ever mentioned Creative AC Solutions in exactly that frame of reference before, but it, you know, seems to be a good way to talk about it if your AC is being a little bit unruly. So we're going to go back to Proverbs chapter 2 today. We started here on Friday. We didn't even get to our portion of this passage on justice. So just going to begin reading in verse number 1. It says, my son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the paths of justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity, and every good path. So today we are going to go to verse number 8, and it says, He, God, guards the paths of justice. Guards the paths of justice. And so I looked up that that the meaning of that word guards, and it means that God protects it so that it grows green. He protects it so that it grows in a healthy manner, that it is not an abused path. It is not an abandoned path. It is a fruitful path. And so I'm very thankful for the protection of God. I'm thankful that he is a sanctuary for his people. He is a sanctuary, not just as in a building. He is a safe place. He is a holy place. He is a place of protection. And so he guards the paths of justice. He guards the paths of justice. So I want to let you know first thing this morning that justice is not just a concept. Justice is a lifestyle. Justice is a lifestyle. No matter which way it goes, it's going to be a just path. And so justice is not just a spiritual principle. It is not just a civil principle. Justice is a judicial principle. It is also a financial principle. It's a business principle. Justice is something that is supposed to be in operation in every arena of society. As I was looking up the concept of justice, one of the footnotes that I saw described it as being, you know, a sound ephah. An ephah was a measurement that they used to measure grain. And you've heard me talk about the way that they would do that. They would measure it out by weight. And so if you've ever seen a gas pump that was tampered with and where you would squeeze the handle and the dollars and the cents would begin to cycle, but there was nothing coming out of the gas pump yet. Well, that there were people that used to do that. So you were getting charged money and you weren't getting anything in your car. And so they made a few extra cents and you multiply that times all of their customers and they were taking advantage of people. And so that's why you have those little stickers on gas pumps that says these pumps have been authenticated and verified that they are going to be accurate in their dispensation of gasoline. So, you know, have you ever been cheated? Have you ever been cheated? Because if you have, it doesn't make you feel good. Well, for Christians, for people who walk in covenant with God, justice for us is a lifestyle. And here's the thing with our lifestyle. Because we're going to be honest and true, we expect that other people are going to be honest and true, but we live in a fallen world. So it can be devastating, heartbreaking, disappointing, traumatizing for believers when people take advantage of us. So senior citizens come from a day and time where people were honest and forthright. And they come from a time where society was extremely generous. And there are people who can exploit that. And that's heartbreaking. Now, I will tell you this, that there are people who don't exploit that, but there are seniors that are just extremely generous, and sometimes you need discernment to be able to identify which one is which. So it needs to be a just system. So justice is a lifestyle, and it is a secured lifestyle. It is a protected lifestyle by God. The fact that God is a just God is what gives us the confidence that when we have breathed our last breath, that we as the children of God have an eternal reward awaiting for us on the other side of that breath. Our mortal body has immortality. This corruptible body has incorruptibility awaiting for it. And all of our problems don't get to make the journey. Okay? So this concept of knowing that you know that you are a child of God and you're going to heaven, it is a relatively new concept as far as Christianity goes, in that it only goes back about 300 or 400 years. Up until then, there were people who lived a good life. There were people who tried to work their way to heaven, earn their way to heaven. There were, there were people who said, well, you know, if God wants me to go to heaven, I'm going to heaven. And if he doesn't want me to go to heaven, I'm not going to go to heaven. So why should I put any effort into it? I want you to know that God is a just God. God is a just God. And so the relationship that you have, he says, whatever you have abandoned, whatever you have left behind to pursue in me in this life, you are going to receive many times over in the life to come, as well as in this life. God's a just God. Okay? And so the concept that you could live for God and end up receiving nothing from him, and conversely, you could not be living for God, and all of a sudden you breathe your last breath, and God said, you know, I always liked you. I want one. That does not line up with the justice of God. Now, justice and redemption are part of God's plan. Mercy, redemption, and justice, they all work together so that any of us can go to heaven. But the path of justice, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So God guards the paths of justice. He wants those paths to thrive and be healthy. It goes on and it says, he preserves the way of his saints. He preserves the way of his saints. And so that word justice is pronounced something close to mishpat. It's a judicial verdict, a formal decree. It is a divine law, including the act, the place, the crime, and the penalty or the consequence. This word preserves means that he hedges in with thorns or protects, he tends to, he keeps, he preserves, and he watches over. So if you've ever heard the comedian Tim Hawkins, he makes fun of this concept of hedging in. You know, they did not have electric fences in biblical times. They did not have barbed wire or anything like that. What they did was they built hedges around things and put barriers up, but those hedges, they were hedges with thorns. Now, when I was a kid, I had a paper route, and a friend of mine decided that he was going to go with me to collect my paper route. And I remember having this little flip folder, and you know, there was a sheet there with each of the customers that I had to throw a paper route to. And I remember you folded it over when they had paid. That was always good. You wanted all of them to do that. I remember one person who didn't pay their bill, and I knocked on their door, and they said, "Who's there?" and they weren't a little behind. They were a lot behind. And I said, well, it's the paper boy. I'm here to collect the paper bill. And he says, well, today's my day of worship. I can't pay my bill on the day of worship. I want you to know that person has missed the concept of justice. But anyway, one of my friends went with me one day, and I was collecting. I was knocking on the door to collect, and in Oklahoma, for some unknown reason, there were people who had put holly bushes, and they are not of God. They are not of God. In my humble opinion, as a teenage boy, they were painful. They had like 6 or 7 different thorn areas on each of their leaves, and it had a bunch of leaves. And on that particular day, my friend decided that it would be absolutely hilarious to push me into the thorn bush. And don't remember which friend, but I remember getting pushed into the thorn bush. And you know what you wanted to do when you got pushed into the thorn bush? Get out of the thorn bush. That's the same concept. God, you know, they have used an Old Testament word picture to describe that God is actively, emphatically preserving the path, the lifestyle of his saints. Okay? Verse number 9, because he guards the paths of justice and preserves the way of his saints, then you will understand righteousness and justice. The word understand there means to become separated. Okay? Once you understand how holy God is and how worthy God is, then you become separated from things that are not deserving of your time and your attention. It is a person who is made to understand, or a person who has been made wise. It's a person who perceives with their senses, be it their eyes or their ears, and they understand with their mind. Okay? So there was a time that I worked in a retail environment, and they used to take back every shoe that a person came back, and you know, it didn't matter if they had abused it or whatever. They just said, you know, the customer's always right. Well, they were going bankrupt because the customers were taking advantage of them. They were not treating that policy in a just manner. So they changed the policy. They wrote the policy. And they said, okay, there needs to be a legitimate defect, because this customer is always right mindset is not being treated in a just manner. We're being taken advantage of. So they changed the policy. So I enforced the new policy. Somebody didn't like it. They wrote the, and there was nothing wrong with the particular shoe other than it was worn out. It was actually a boot. They just worn a hole in the sole. They had worn it so much, and you know, and the president said, "Why is this guy writing me?" Well, it's because of your policy. So he sends my general manager over to me, and I said, "You know what? Now I understand what the policy is." And he said, "Well, what do you mean?" I said, "Well, up until this time, I thought the policy was the policy in the book. But now that you and I have had this conversation, I now understand that it's not the words that I read. It is the application of that policy that you're explaining to me." And he said, no. I said, yes. You know, I understood now what it was. I said, "You will never have another problem with me in this area, because now I understand. You will understand righteousness. Righteousness is right standing. It is justness of weights and measures. It is a way of doing business that is fair and equitable for everybody. It is a seat of just government." And justice here means you know, like I said before, a judicial verdict, a formal decree, a divine law, including the act, the place, the crime, the penalty. God wants his people to understand justice. Do you understand that the soul that sins shall die? Do you understand that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God? Do you understand that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord? You see, it would be unjust for an innocent person to suffer the penalty of my sin. If a judge sentenced an innocent person to death and it was knowing, you know, there was full knowledge that the person was innocent, but yet that person was sentenced to either decades in jail or to capital punishment or something like that. And that person, everybody knew they were innocent, but they suffered the crime. In our judicial system, that would be unjust. But in God's justice system, his son, because of God's plan of redemption, and he walked in covenant with us. This is why covenant is so important. You see, if I'm walking in covenant with you, all of your failures are my failures, and all of your successes are my successes. And so God has all of the success, we have all of the failure, but we're walking in covenant, and even though we could not keep the old covenant, Jesus came and did keep the covenant. So he was not susceptible to the penalty, but because he walks in covenant with us and we walk in covenant with him, he said, I will pay the price for their violation of covenant because we're walking in covenant. See, that's the difference between covenant and contract. Contract is looking out for one another's, or we look out for our own best interest when we're dealing business with one another. God stepped up and said, covenants aren't just contracts. Covenants are traveling the path together. And so Jesus stepped up and paid the price for your sin. And it's not unjust. It's covenant. And justice was served. And so we get to experience eternal life because Jesus made it possible. But it's only possible if we confess our sins, that he is faithful and just to forgive us. Do you get that? He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Some of you still struggle with sins that you've asked Jesus to forgive, and he did, and you haven't forgiven yourself. And so will you allow Jesus to knock on the door of your heart today and say, hey, the nail prints in my hands, the hole in my side, the nail prints in my feet, they are the proof that I paid for your sin, and now I want you to walk in covenant. See, his resurrection says, I'm now going to empower you to walk in covenant with me the way that I always wanted you to. If you've never prayed that prayer, I pray that you will today. And you will ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins and establish you, preserve, let's see, what's it say? Guard you on the path of justice and preserve the way of your saints. And then you will understand righteousness and justice. And it goes on and it says equity and every good path. Equity means evenness. When I first came to the church, there was a guy who had come into the area, and he was trying out for the Florida Marlins. They were an expansion team. They were getting ready to begin their major league playing, and they were recruiting players to come and try out, and he said, you know, there's just not a tremendous amount of difference in the talent level. Okay. So let me tell you what this equity means: evenness or prosperity, straightness, things that are equal. I tried out for the golf team in high school. I was teeny tiny, was not very big. But my brother and I, we would generally shoot about the same score. My brother was a little bit more athletic, looking at that time. We're now about the same height, and he can just absolutely crush a golf ball. But in those days, we were about the same. And the coach looked at me and said, I'm not even going to give you a tryout. He never even invited me out to the golf course so that I could try out. He said, lower your score 10 shots by next year and then come see me. And so I did. And so I came and saw him, and he said, lower your score by another 10 shots. And the next year I was going to be a senior. My brother walked in there. He was shooting the same score that I had been shooting. And he sent him out to try out on the golf course. And they said, you know, he's got potential. And so they let him on the golf team. He ended up making the golf team, ended up going to college on a golf scholarship. Didn't work all the way through college. And you know what? I don't begrudge that for my brother at all. What I do, you know, remember is this. You know, I didn't get a fair shake. I didn't get an even opportunity from the exact same coach. He viewed me badly because of my height and my weight, and didn't even have me swing a golf club. I want you to know today, if you've been treated without equity, inequitably, by other people, if you've not been treated with justice, I want you to know God's still protecting you. God's still guarding that path. He wants you to understand righteousness and justice is the best way. And if people have treated you in an inequitable manner, God never will. And His justice will always be more than enough for me and more than enough for you. God bless you. You have a great Memorial Day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
More we are to you. How